We usher in the new year at the Montour County Historical Society with this week's podcast of History Speaks. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors and host for the program. With the beginning of another year, we'd like to remind our past members that membership dues for individuals are $20, $30 for a family living under one roof, and a lifetime membership is available for $300. If you've never been a member, please consider becoming one in 2019. Our weekend open houses are free to members as well as students through grade 12. Just as we did in 2018, the Historical Society will be holding a speaker series, and we will have more on those upcoming programs in the weeks ahead. There is a separate fee for those programs. Welcoming the new year is celebrated in many ways in Pennsylvania and Montour County. It usually includes family, food, and football, at least here in the 21st century. And in many homes, especially those with a Pennsylvania German or Pennsylvania Dutch heritage, pork and sauerkraut is undoubtedly on the menu. Tradition holds that pork and sauerkraut brings good luck for the new year. Some say that pork's on the menu because pigs root forward, the same direction most people hope to go in the new year. And serving chicken on New Year's Day is unwise because chickens scratch backward, not a direction anyone wants to go. A well-known culinary historian from Pennsylvania, William Weaver, also had this explanation about the deep roots that pork and sauerkraut has in Pennsylvania German society. He says pork and sauerkraut did not start out as the fixed dish connected with New Year's Day. Instead, it was an outgrowth of the midwinter feasting associated with the butchering of the family hogs. At that time, usually near Christmas, families invited relatives and hosted big dinners. When home butchering declined in the late 1800s, the big pork dinner tradition simply continued either for Christmas or New Year's. Looking back to the New Year's Day celebration in Danville on July 1, 1899, the morning news reported it was ushered in Saturday night, 12 o'clock, with the usual salute of firearms and a general ringing of bells. On New Year's Eve of 1898, folks of Montour County had to deal with the blizzard when just the day before, weather was spring-like. Paper reported that Saturday brought a biting snowstorm from the northwest, saying it was emblematic of the purity of birth spread over the earth for the advent of the New Year's garment of spotless white. On New Year's Day of 1899, the devout citizen of Danville was obliged to divide his time between the devotions of the day on Sunday and shoveling off the sidewalk in compliance with the borough ordinance. Many sleighs were running on New Year's Day of that year, and the thermometer was cooperating, lingering around 10 degrees above zero. 10 years later, in 1909, on New Year's Day, the Danville Morning News said the year was ushered in amid the sound of whistles and the clanging of bells and a general jubilation indulged in by old and young alike. Leading spirits in town had left nothing undone that might aid in making the day one of good humor and merriment. The January 1st, 1919 edition of the Danville Morning News was more subdued. Headlines shared the death of Frank Engel, well-known publisher of the Danville Morning News and the Montour American newspaper. He had studied law in Danville and was admitted to the Montour County Bar in 1879. Engel was one of Montour County's leading businessmen and citizens. And although the armistice had been signed to end World War I on November the 11th, 1918, sad news was received by one Danville family on December 31st that their son had been killed in an air battle over France. Mr. and Mrs. Isaac West learned that they had lost their son, First Lieutenant Carl West, on November the 6th. He was killed in an air battle that included 14 German planes and 8 planes from an Allied bombardment group in France. The Encyclopedia of Greater Philadelphia reports when Philadelphia served as the capital of the United States during the 1790s, President George Washington began the official tradition of visiting homes on New Year's Day. While the president called on friends, groups of men known as mummers celebrated in their own way. The mumming tradition can be traced to ancient Rome and Greece. However, its modern roots stem from a mixture of English, Scottish, German, Irish, and French traditions. Mummers, often groups of working-class men, roamed the streets singing, dancing, and performing as clowns or minstrels. It did not become an official parade for the city of Philadelphia until 1901. Locally, for over 20 years, area residents celebrated the New Year at Danville's extravagant Mummers Parade in the early 1900s. In September, invitations went to area businesses and organizations to send a representative to the first meeting where plans were made, the route planned out, and details discussed. Then, for those wanting to participate, the work began. Costumes were made, floats were designed, and farm and fire equipment were polished. As the years went on, it wasn't just local residents who participated. People from Sunbury, Milton, and Bloomsburg came to march in the parade or join the thousands on the streets to watch the festivities. According to local newspapers, the weather was always perfect, cold, but not too cold for comfort. The sky was clear and the wind was still. The mud and the slush in the roads was frozen, which helped fill in the holes so the wheels of the vehicles did not sink into the mud. Starting at 2 p.m., the parade route varied but almost always started at East Market Street, where it would wind around the Danville streets and always end marching north on Mill Street to end at the grist mill. The crowds cheered and clapped as each entry went past. Leading the parade was the parade's chief marshal, always a well-known citizen, followed by some of Danville's elected officials or veterans. Danville bands, along with bands from Catawissa and Northumberland, provided music. The firemen were always a parade feature, showing their new and antique apparatus. Organizations such as the Order of the Redmen, Knights of the Golden Eagle, and the Modern Woodmen of America were among the marching groups. Floats were always entertaining to the crowds. One detailed description was of a float submitted by the Moss Farm, a big wagon drawn by 8 horses. It represented a barnyard with decorations of corn fodder and hay. The central figure was the Moss Farm herd's bull, Lord Trowbridge. Also in the float were Guernsey heifers. Other floats showcased Casey Jones and his famous engine, Perry at the Pole and Uncle Sam's Clown Band. In 1914, a group representing the Parcel Post entered a float with a coffin to symbolize the death of the express company's dividends. Each year, monetary prizes were awarded to the first and second place winners, but also a ton of coal, barrels of flour, a pound of coffee, umbrellas, and boxes of cigars went to the outstanding participants. At the end of the parade, the bands remained on Mill Street for several hours entertaining the crowds. To finish up the celebrations, the annual New Year's races were held. There were several races, one for employed boys, one for high school boys, the next for college-aged men, and the last for YMCA seniors. The first-place winners had their names engraved on a loving cup. At the end of the day, the tired but jubilant crowd found their way home in buggies, walking or jumping on trolleys, all agreeing it was a fantastic start to the new year. Many towns and cities in Pennsylvania still usher in the new year with their own dropping of an object associated with the community. My hometown of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, drops a bologna. Mechanicsburg drops a wrench. Dillsburg has its pickle. Bethlehem celebrates with the marshmallow peep. And, of course, Hershey drops a chocolate kiss. Well, what about Danville? We don't have a New Year's Eve drop, but if we did, a T-rail would certainly be a logical choice. Well, that's it for this week's podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. And from all of us, have a happy New Year.